Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Want to say hello to Todd, new listener today. Hey, Paul McCartney is just horrified because his eco-friendly car from Lexus was not shipped to him via boat from Japan, but it was flown to him. And that's really bad for the environment, supposedly. We want to talk about that and the hypocrisy, of course, of Hollywood and these liberals who tell us we have to save the planet while they fly around in private jets and produce a carbon footprint that's big enough to wipe out all life on Earth. If we all lived like they did, it would be over. Okay, and then there's a column, this is hysterical, in the Washington Post out today by Dana Milbank about Hillary, and she says this is an ex-candidate, and it's just hysterical. She goes back and forth from Monty Python's Flying Circus, an old comedy TV show from when, the 30s? From Britain? A Monty Python's Flying Circus, back and forth between that and Hillary's campaign. So I want to look at both of those things. Of course, we're celebrating the 131,000 signatures delivered to the Secretary of State in Colorado yesterday by the pro-life community in the state, Colorado for Equal Rights, Christy Burton, Colorado Right to Life, so many pro-life leaders and groups, so that in November on the ballot will be a personhood amendment to amend the Colorado Constitution to define a person as any human from the moment of fertilization. So we now enter the campaign phase. Well, we got to give the Secretary of State his due. He has to certify the signatures, and that should happen in about a week or so. And 76,000 signatures were required, and Christy Burton, along with about 100 of her 1,100 volunteers statewide, about 100 volunteers carried dozens of boxes into the Secretary of State's office, and now he's got a count. And so there were 55,000 signatures above the required number. And so we hope that this will make the ballot. And by the way, Colorado Right to Life, on their website, they plan on putting up basically sound bites for folks as they discuss this personhood amendment with their coworkers, friends, relatives, enemies, liberals, pro-aborts, homosexuals, whoever you're talking to, and they may have some argument against personhood, whatever it is, rape, incest, life of the mother, birth control pills, whatever. And so we will have a section on the Colorado Right to Life website that talks through those issues. So that should be helpful, educational. All right, now, Paul McCartney. So reportedly, he is horrified. The Telegraph in London, they report that he's horrified that his new eco-friendly car is a $160,000 Lexus. Now, how could that possibly be eco-friendly? It's just, I mean, liberals don't understand how economics and how the economy works when they want you to recycle everything, and then the government, tax dollars, subsidizes the recycling. And it costs money and energy and carbon output to get that tax revenue to subsidize your recycling so that you are polluting in order to reduce pollution. Of course, liberals can't think in those terms. But anyway, we understand. It's a handicap. Well, his $160,000 Lexus LS600H was flown 7,000 miles from Japan to England instead of being shipped by boat, and it would have expelled, just that transportation would have created 100 times less CO2, 100 times less, if they would have sent it by boat than flying it to him. So, and by the way, the Lexus company, they gave it to Paul McCartney as a gift, because he always brags about Lexus being so eco-friendly, and Lexus sponsored McCartney's U.S. tour a couple thousand years ago. Well, there's a website that tracks these things. It's called CO2balance.com. Now, normally, I don't care what CO2 balance says. I care very little about this whole global warming scam, other than to make fun of it, and that there are 2 million square kilometers of additional ice in Antarctica than there was a couple years ago. 2 million more square kilometers of ice. So anyway, it's just all make-believe, and it is funny. But this website, CO2balance.com, says that because they flew Paul McCartney's Lexus to him, how much energy they wasted and the carbon footprint he created, they say that is the equivalent of driving the car around the world 6 times. That's pretty funny. I mean, most normal human beings probably don't do that in their lives, drive around the world 6 times. Whereas if they would have sent it by boat, it would have used up the energy equivalent to driving it. Let's see, I'll get this from another website, kgov.com, kgov.com. If they would have shipped Paul McCartney's Lexus to him from Japan to England by boat, it would have used up the amount of energy equivalent to driving it from Denver to Detroit. Instead, being liberals and hypocrites, they flew it and created a carbon footprint like you drove the car around the world 6 times. That's just too funny. I think that's just too funny. Now, a spokesman for the freight company that unloaded the car at Heathrow Airport in London said, "Everyone was shocked. The carbon footprint must be enormous." It's just hysterical. The dock workers are worried about a carbon footprint of a car. And then they have the Telegraph reports of an anti-aviation group. Now, what in the world is that? Their group is called Plain Stupid, and they're an anti-aviation group. This is truly stupid, all this. Anyway, Plain Stupid writes, oh, and by the way, we've worked for what, 6 months to get 131,000 signatures into the Secretary of State's office? Can you spell exhausted? I mean, we are exhausted. We being 1,100 volunteers working for free for Christy Burton. We're exhausted. And so today on the show, Bob and Yurt Live, we figured we'd just report this meaningless news and just relax. So, and by the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. I did have that conversation. For now, we'll keep the results private, but with the top one or two of the pro-life lawyers in the country, and it was quite the debate, an hour-long debate, and he's willing to come to Denver to continue the dialogue. So we'll tell you all about that more in the future. But back to this anti-aviation group called Plain Stupid. And they said about Paul McCartney and his Lexus limo, they said, for anyone to pretend that a private limo is in any way ecologically friendly is like pretending a private jet is eco-friendly. It's total greenwash. Have you ever heard that term before? I'm asking anybody in the studio audience. Greenwash. That must be like hogwash. But they're against hogs, right? Because of the flatulence problem. So that's total greenwash, said Plain Stupid. And Vegan McCartney praises Lexus for making hybrid vehicles. And I guess he would. I mean, they paid him millions for trouncing all over America, leaving his carbon footprint everywhere on his U.S. tour. And they gave him a $160,000 car, so I guess he would praise him. And yesterday, it was just yesterday, Paul McCartney was divorced from Heather Mills. The Beatles sang All You Need Is Love, and then they broke up. There's something about that left-wing worldview that just doesn't quite wash. It doesn't work. That that people are basically good, that we've evolved from animals. There is no right and wrong. There is no judgment day. There are no ultimate consequences. Human beings are insignificant, and we should all start preparing to live on Mars or the moon to escape global warming. They don't realize, what is it, 200 degrees on the moon? And there's no water and there's no oxygen. I mean, these people are lunatics. And these are world-renowned scientists and liberals, just hysterical. Anyway, okay, let's go now. So that's Paul McCartney. He's horrified, not that he destroyed his marriage to Heather Mills, not in his role of the breakup of the Beatles. He's horrified that they flew a car from Japan to England. Okay, and now this. Now to the Washington Post. This is funny. This is a column by Dana Milbank out today, May 14th. And it's about Hillary Clinton and her campaign. And Dana goes back and forth excerpting some Monty Python Flying Circus TV episode about a parrot, somebody at a pet shop buying a parrot. And Dana goes back and forth between Monty Python and Hillary's campaign. And it's executed rather well. So let's see. Let's read this. So a customer's in the pet shop, and he says, "Look, matey, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now." Right? This parrot is dead. And the pet shop owner says, no, he's not dead. He's resting. Remarkable bird, the Norwegian blue, isn't it? Aye? Beautiful plumage." Okay, that's from Monty Python's Flying Circus. So now you go to 11:45 a.m. in Washington, D.C., Melrose Hotel. It's day 7 of the Clinton campaign death watch. A full week since Tim Russert declared the campaign over, Hillary Clinton's advisors continue to insist that the candidate's prospects are very much alive, but the press isn't buying it. There are two press buses waiting at the hotel for Clinton's trip to her victory rally in West Virginia, but the entire press contingent doesn't even fill up one of the buses. It isn't until the entourage arrives at Dulles Airport that Clinton aides learn the second bus is still idling empty at the hotel. At Dulles, some of the press corps following Hillary play hacky sack. Two guys from CNN toss a football. Aboard the plane, one journalist entertains his colleagues by flopping down the aisle on his belly like a fish. But Hillary Clinton is all smiles as she boards the jet, headed to West Virginia, home of what she calls the hardworking Americans, white Americans. This is Clinton country. So now Dana Milbank goes back to the Monty Python Flying Circus episode and continues with the customer. "That parrot is definitely deceased. And when I purchased it not half an hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and run down following a prolonged squawk." The pet shop owner says, "Well, he's probably longing for the forest." And so now 2:57 p.m. at Charleston, West Virginia, Clinton's plane lands at Yeager Airport. And after an appropriate wait, Hillary steps from the plane and pretends to wave to a crowd of supporters. In fact, she's waving to photographers underneath the airplane's wing. She pretends to spot an old friend in the crowd, points, and gives another wave. In fact, she's waving at an aide she had just been talking with on the plane a minute earlier. She makes an unscheduled stop at a homemade ice cream shop, and there are 30 Clinton supporters with T-shirts and waving Clinton campaign signs who just happened to be at the unscheduled stop, at an upscale farmer's market. That's funny. And then she goes back to the Monty Python Flying Circus skit where the customer takes the parrot from the cage, bangs its head on the counter, lets it drop to the floor, and the customer says, "Now that's what I call a dead parrot." And the pet shop owner says, "No, no, he's stunned. You stunned him just as he was waking up. Norwegian blues stun easily, Major." And so then Dana Milbank goes back to Hillary's campaign. It's just too funny. But let's see. We got a phone call here in Aurora. Maureen, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Good afternoon, Bob. Congratulations to you and everybody, all of us that worked on the petition signatures. I'm so thrilled. I just can hardly stand it. But the reason I'm
isn't
calling...
It, Maureen, I have to celebrate with you. It is thrilling when the Colorado law requires 76,000 signatures.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep. And this 19-year-old homeschool Christian law student...
That's the best kind.
Yeah. Christy Burton says, you know what? Let's change the Colorado Constitution to protect the unborn. And people pretty much say it's absurd. It can't be done. They laugh at her. She gets through the early process at the Colorado Supreme Court. And even though Planned Parenthood is challenging her, she gets her the title board, the wording of the amendment. It's all approved. And the Secretary of State says that her group, Colorado for Equal Rights, could start collecting signatures. And I talked to quite a few pro-life leaders in Colorado and around the country, and so many of them said, it's not going to be done. It can't be done. None of the big pro-life groups like National Right to Life will support this. There will be no money. You can't get 76,000 signatures. So Christy Burton yesterday turned in 131,000 signatures.
David and Goliath,
55,000 signatures, more than required by law.
Right. I have another reason I called.
Yeah.
And that is to put in a word of appreciation for Donna in the Colorado Right to Life office.
Now, wow.
I don't know what her position is, office manager or what.
Yeah.
But she handles everything so quietly, so efficiently, and so graciously. I just thought it would be nice to have her named as a person who
should
quietly
be thanked.
Works behind the scenes, but really gets a lot done, and we owe her a lot in this movement.
You know, so many people know Donna Ballantyne. She's worked now, office manager, Colorado Right to Life, downtown, one half block from the Capitol. So that's a perfect location for Colorado Right to Life to be headquartered, trying to change the law to protect the unborn. But people don't know this. Maureen, I want to know if you know this. Do you know that Donna's family produced maybe a couple thousand signatures? Just her family.
No, she is a very modest person. I did not know that. But congratulations, Donna.
Yes.
Congratulations.
That's right. Her husband, Mark, their son, Bo, and his wife, Amber. That just phenomenal family. Thank you, Maureen. May God bless you.
Thank you. I just wanted to
appreciate,
say what I've said. Thanks so much.
Appreciate the call. 1-800-8-N-YART. 1-800-836-9278. Let's go to Golden, Colorado. Mike, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hi. I just wanted to congratulate you on getting all your signatures for your project there.
Well, that's so encouraging, Mike. And, me and 1,100 other people, right? We had a great time, and, you know, talking to folks about the right to life, and that there is a right to life because there's a creator. If we evolve from animals, if we're just goo to the zoo to you, animals eat one another when they get hungry. That's it.
Yeah.
And so, but we were created, and therefore we have a right to life, fundamental human rights that no judge, no government, no one has the right to violate.
I would imagine your listening audience might be able to help with this once it finally gets on the ballot, and it would sure be nice to have Colorado to have the first state to pass that.
Oh, it would be a thrill. And let me tell you, this is energizing the pro-life movement around the country with a renewed vision that we could stop child killing, legalize child killing in America.
Well, it's hard for me to believe that it's gone on this far, but I do have a quick question for you, and I'll let you go. But I write down quotes from Christians that I think are noteworthy. And recently I sent my paper, I keep the current quotes on, through the wash. And one of the quotes was from you, and I'm missing one of the critical words. It says, A, blank, is a backslidden homosexual.
Oh.
Is that an easy one for you?
Yeah, a bisexual.
Okay, all right.
A bisexual is a backslidden homosexual.
Okay.
All right, thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you.
Appreciate that call. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So Hillary's campaign is being chronicled here by Dana Milbank in the Washington Post in a column out today, and she's going back and forth with a transcript from a Monty Python Flying Circus skit about a customer in a pet shop who bought a dead parrot. And the pet shop owner told him that the parrot is not dead, it's just resting. And the guy's back in the store a half hour later. He says, look, I know a dead parrot when I see one, and I'm looking at one right now. And so the pet shop owner says, no, he's not dead, he's just resting. So now we continue with, so Hillary Clinton, what happened? She landed in Charleston, West Virginia, and, you know, there are media there and TV cameras. So she's getting off the plane and she's waving to her supporters, but they're not there. It's make-believe, according to this columnist in the Washington Post. They're just reporters. So she's waving, and then she points to somebody like she recognized an old friend, and she waves at her old friend, and it's just make-believe. It's all make-believe, which, of course, it's make-believe. It's Hillary Clinton. And so now let's continue. 7:30 p.m. at the Charleston Convention Center. The moment the polls close, the networks declare Clinton the winner of the primary, and no surprise, but nobody cares. Just nobody cares. So Clinton aides press on in their effort to demonstrate life in her candidacy. At the victory celebration, Terry McAuliffe charges up to the lectern and says, Hillary Clinton is in this to the end, he tells the crowd, and she's going to Denver as the nominee. So then the columnist goes back to Monty Python, and the customer says, he's not longing. He's passed on. This parrot is no more. He has ceased to be. He's expired and gone to meet his maker. He's a stiff, bereft of life. He rests in peace. His metabolic processes are now history. He's off the twig. He's kicked the bucket. He's shuffled off his mortal coil. He's run down the curtain and joined the bleeding choir invisible. This is an ex-parrot. This is an ex-parrot. That's the name of the column. Dana Milbank titled this column, This is an Ex-Candidate. So the customer says, this is an ex-parrot. So 9:06 p.m., still in the convention center in West Virginia, the announcer has just introduced the next president of the United States, and the confetti guns are loaded and ready. The streamers hang from the ceiling. The crowd, 500, all but 10 of them are white, is rapturous as Clinton rebukes the pundits and naysayers. There are some who want to cut this race short. It's a little late for that, Hillary. It's a little late for that. I am more determined than ever to carry on this campaign. And that's not true. There are many who wanted to declare a nominee before the ballots were counted or even cast. The race isn't over yet, she says as the crowd cheers. The sound system emits a loud screech of feedback. The confetti cannons fire. See, she wasn't dead. She was just longing for the forest. Did I get to that? The customer says, that parrot is definitely deceased. And when I purchased it not a half hour ago, you assured me that its total lack of movement was due to it being tired and run down following a prolonged squawk. And the pet shop owner says, well, he's probably longing for the forest. So Hillary's not dead, just an ex-candidate. That's just too much. It's too funny. I mean, would Hillary Clinton destroy the Democratic Party because of her own lust for power? That's a lust of the flesh, right? A lust for power. And it doesn't matter who has it. If it's Republican pro-life candidate Bob Schaefer running for U.S. Senate, and he goes off to the islands in the Pacific in search for forced abortion, and he's parasailing, and lo and behold, he doesn't see a single forced abortion in all his hours while parasailing. Are we got a call here from Denver? Khalid, speak your mind. Hi, Khalid.
No, my name is Celeste.
Celeste. Hi, Celeste.
I just wanted to say, I don't know, I think we're kind of being deceived.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're trying to vote for people that are against abortion and against gay marriages.
Right.
And yet we voted, some of us, I didn't, yeah, but some of us voted Bush in there because of the fact that he's supposedly against gay marriages and against abortion. And he's been in there 8 years, and gay marriages and abortions are still an issue. And
yeah,
I don't know where he has solved the problem by being in there.
I couldn't agree with you more that George W. Bush has put men on the Supreme Court who are pro-choice and who think that states have the right to kill unborn children. And he has promoted the homosexual agenda for 8 years. So you called that one right. Thank you, Salit. Appreciate
Celeste.
That call. Celeste. Thank you, Celeste. I'll get that right. Celeste. All right. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a great school in Arvada, Colorado. Maranatha. May God bless you.